Welcome to Trail Bites for the week of December 5th, 2019. I'm Gavin Jackson. This mini-pod is a companion piece to the South Carolina Lead, and we're doing this to help keep you up to speed on what candidates are saying on the 2020 campaign trail in the Palmetto State, and also what South Carolinians like you are thinking. Over the past week, Democratic presidential candidates Senator Amy Klobuchar, Senator Cory Booker, Senator Bernie Sanders, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg visited South Carolina. However, scheduling and the fact that I'm only one person prevented me from attending most of the events, except for Buttigieg's visit to Okeechobee on Tuesday, December 3rd. It was the end of his two-day swing through the state, his first since late October. The first day took him to stops in Allendale and Orangeburg. I caught up with him at Las Palmas Bar and Grill in Okeechobee, which is in Beaufort County, home to the highest percentage of Latino residents in the state and the second highest population of Latinos at 20,800. Buttigieg held a roundtable with a dozen Latino community members in the colorful bar portion of the establishment right off of Okeechobee Highway, in a county that is bustling with development and growth. He addressed concerns in the community, especially from several of the DACA recipients who were present. These dreamers, as they're known, came here as children of undocumented immigrants and have been able to remain and work in the country under deferred action from deportation, a program that President Donald Trump's administration has pushed to cancel, but courts have blocked and the Supreme Court will decide next year. Buttigieg outlined his strategy from his first day in office through his first term in addressing immigration and DACA recipients whose future remains in jeopardy, and why he calls immigration a national security threat that is used to divide us instead of unite us. He also briefly spoke in Spanish, one of the seven languages he knows.
So let's break this very quickly into day one, medium term, and then long term. Mm-hmm. So day one, first of all, a humane enforcement policy at the border, a permanent end to family separation, a way to reunite families that have been divided, an end to for-profit detention. So these kinds of things can be done at the stroke of a pen. And of course, I will act using executive power, just to be clear, to extend TPS, to restore DACA protections and so forth. But I don't want us to just lean on that and say, okay, job done, right? So day one, we intervene in all the ways that we can. Then there's the medium term, and medium term still means first term, just to be true, Fernando, to my promise to you. And that's where we have a big picture reform that is about the lawful system, the quotas, the country caps, as well as about the pathway to citizenship and the protections that need to be there. And anything else we need to take up as a country to make sure that we're not in the same situation 30 years from now. Then we talk about the big picture for the long term in terms of the hemisphere. And that is where we have to accept that the United States has a very strong stake in there being peace, prosperity, and democracy, not in the form of unwelcome intervention, but in the form of robust support, economically, socially, and politically, so that there's prosperity. So I always think of someone at one of the migration centers who said, "No estoy buscando el sueño americano, estoy huyendo una pesadilla." And we've got to make sure we're speaking to that. We want to make sure that immigration is happening because people are pursuing a dream, not because people have no other choice. And that is a long-term moral challenge for the United States in our foreign policy, our foreign aid, and the way we interact with the rest of the world. We need to recognize the economic potential of Latino communities. Small businesses that are revitalizing communities like mine in the industrial Midwest, and a need for corporate America to be more inclusive. Some of the fastest growing markets in the world are better connected to us if and only if we do a better job of empowering those who have often been excluded. And it's one of the reasons why we're prioritizing resources for minority-serving institutions, for example, that can create educational support for those who have been excluded. So these are some of the things on my mind and how we get there. In addition to, I think, an underlying moral issue for the United States, because I see, unfortunately, a lot of what is being done in Washington today cloaked in religious language. When the religion that I hear about when I go to church on Sunday talks about the obligation to welcome the stranger and to identify with those who are oppressed. And I think that has implications too. And while I would never impose my religious beliefs on anybody else, I do think that we need to have a different conversation about the moral weight of the decisions that the United States is about to make.
Here are some numbers for you to chew on. South Carolina's population is nearly 5.1 million people. Latinos only make up 6% of that population, and only a fifth of that, 50,600, are registered to vote. Looking ahead, Senator Elizabeth Warren will hold a town hall event on Sunday in Charleston with State Senator Marlon Kimson. You can find out more on her website. Also, tune into The Lead on Tuesday, where we'll do an autopsy on Senator Kamala Harris's failed campaign. Follow me on Twitter at Gavin Jackson for candidate updates and updates from the campaign trail. And you can watch these remarks from Mayor Pete Buttigieg and others who have visited the state on South Carolina ETV's YouTube page under the SC 2020 playlist. And just a reminder, Campaign Trail Bites is not biased toward any candidate or campaign. We're just covering these candidates as they come through and as we can get to them. We're out there trying to get as much information for you so you can make your own decision in 2020. We'll bring you a mini-pod every time there's campaign trail activity in the state. And let us know your thoughts on our Twitter account at SCLeadPod. You can also follow us with the same handle on Instagram at SCLEDEPOD. And you can see photos from the campaign trail and also some photos from the studio and our dank, dank memes.
Oh, duh! I know what I'm doing.
This episode of Campaign Trail Bites was produced on December 4th, 2019, and is a production of the South Carolina Lead. I'm Gavin Jackson.